Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Lights Silent Unity Prayer Service. We're so glad to be in here today to come together to join together in prayer to uplift our universe. We'll begin with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the Daily Word.
Grow. I gently challenge myself to keep growing. One of the best ways to keep life fresh and interesting is to keep learning and trying new things. I resist the temptation to fall into comfortable patterns and habits. Instead, I commit to my growth by challenging myself to seek new experiences and meet new people. Even if change is not easy for me, I gently push myself past my fear and trepidation. In prayer, I claim the divine ideas of real and imagination to get myself started and envision the kinds of endeavors I could undertake. I grow in creativity when I call upon my imagination. I grow in compassion when I get to know people who are different from me. I grow in courage when I step boldly into the world and take my place in it. Proverbs 1 and 5 says, "Let the wise also hear and gain in learning, and the discerning acquire skill."
Thank you, Sarah, for that beautiful daily word reading. As we begin this time of prayer, we know that God is infinite peace, infinite wisdom, infinite love, and infinite life. All that God is, we can realize as the infinite life of truth within us. So we celebrate every time we come together in prayer. We celebrate the whole power that is within us, the Christ, our true nature. So just relax and breathe in and breathe out as I bring to you an excerpt from an article of Frank B. Whitney. And this is titled Standing Firm. Standing Firm. You know, we need this lesson. In today's world, there's so much going on. Standing firm. So learn to stand firm in the face of adverse situations. Stand firm in the consciousness of the power of God within you. Stand firm in the knowledge that you are mightier than any of the complex situations of the world. Stand firm in the realization that Christ within you is mightier than adverse appearances. So what is the secret of standing firm? Is it gaining consciousness that the power of God within us cannot be affected by outer appearances? Is it in knowing the truth that in spirit there is nothing to oppose us since all is God? In finding within us the substance of spirit that exists like a tower of strength in the face of opposing forces stand firm when a belief in disease, contagions, or weakness is voiced. Stand firm in the realization that the only truth about God is eternally true, the truth of your own internal being. When adverse beliefs seem to be stronger than absolute truth, stand firm. You will be well compensated. You will be well rewarded for your stand. Stand firm. When it would seem that you were about to be engulfed in failure and lack, stand firm in the consciousness of God's abundance. When money would seem to be lacking, stand firm in the truth that God's bounty is appearing. When you are deluged by urgent needs, keep standing firm. Every deluge must give way to the sun. Every need will be met. Every desire will be fulfilled. Stand firm. If falsehoods seem more powerful than truth, if evil words seem stronger than the word of truth, keep standing firm. Even the thought of standing firm causes us to rise to the grandeur of our divine sonship. We feel something within us that is never touched by winds of chance and caprice. There is something within us that is never changed by outer conditions, something upon which we can always rely, something telling us that it is spirit. Eternal, immovable spirit. Stand firm. Those words are very relevant today. When we watch various news stories or listen to various conversations, we stand firm in our truth. In knowing that God is in every experience. Yes, stand firm. And we gain the strength to do so every time we take a moment in prayer and in meditation. With every step of our faith building ability, we learn to stand firm, place one foot in front of the other, confident and expectant. So we breathe in and we breathe out and we continue this inward journey, turning deep within to that point of divinity within us. And we touch that knowing that throughout our bodies flows the energy and the peace and the love of spirit. Breathing in and breathing out, we come to that point within where we step over the threshold and we enter into that place that place that we can seek any time necessary. That place where we commune with our indwelling spirit. And as we step over the threshold, immediately we're filled. We know that we're at peace. We know that we're enfolded in a love like no other. And so we take a moment to sit and to rest and to trust the energy moving in and throughout us in this moment of quiet right here, right now. As we gently begin to prepare to return to the presence of this room, we take a few moments to give thanks for the gifts that we have so lovingly received in the quiet. And we know in receiving, we share these gifts with the world. So if anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you would like to hold someone in the essence and the energy of prayer, speak their names now or hold them in your heart. But do so right where you are. And we spread out to include anyone that has crossed the threshold of Unity Church of Light. And all our political leaders and politicians and people in the political arena, we want to hold them in the light of wisdom and oneness. And we spread out to include world leaders overseas, people that we have not met, but we know we are one. We reach out to them and enfold them in our prayers, seeing them in the light. And as we close this period of prayer, we resolve to remain aware of our oneness with God. That empowers us to live in a state of peace and in a state of truth and faith. That gives us the strength, the energy to stand steady in the face of human experiences. And in all this, we know that we are empowered to live in a state of peace, faith, wholeness, strength, and harmony. Yes, we are here to be the light of the world. And we let our lights shine by affirming together the prayer protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And so it is, and so we let it be. Go forth and create a wonderful, wonderful week.